And now to Hong Kong, where there's a new leader. Self-made businessman and longtime government advisor Leung Chun-ying was chosen by a select committee of business leaders and elites over the weekend. Leung has vowed to defend the semi-autonomous territory's freedoms, but as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, he'll face big challenges dealing with Beijing when his term starts in July.
The announcement was greeted with applause and jeers. Leung Chun-ying won 689 votes, or 60%. Hardly a ringing endorsement, given that the 1,000-plus voters were mostly handpicked by Beijing. He was initially thought to be the underdog, but Beijing swung its support behind him after its favourite was discredited by scandal. Leung's been dogged by accusations he's a secret Communist Party member, something he denies. In his victory speech, punctuated with heckling, Leung Chun-ying sought to quell fears.
To the 7 million people, I solemnly pledge that after I take office, the freedoms and rights that they enjoy today will be maintained under my administration.
But he will face problems due to his limited mandate. In a mock election, 200,000 people voted. More than half cast blank ballots in protest at the undemocratic election process. Leung is also unpopular with Hong Kong's powerful tycoons.
People who know CY for 10, 15, 20 years have a problem supporting him.
Speaking before the vote, James Teen, a member of the pro-business Liberal Party, outlined his reservations to NPR.
A lot of us who know him that well is sceptical about how come he changed the position from ultra-conservative to extremely running a populist mandate.
There are also reports mainland officials from the liaison office tried to suppress newspaper articles criticizing Leung. Eric Ho from the Civil Human Rights Front says that's another reason this poll aroused strong feelings.
Because people are discontent, not just for CY Leung, but also for the intervention of Beijing by the liaison office.
More than 2,000 protested outside the poll venue, shouting down with Leung Chun-ying. They're organising another march this weekend. The selection process may be over, but its polarising effects will continue. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.